Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, a lot of folks have been waiting all week for the USDA grain report to come out. A lot of positioning last couple of days in the grain markets. We have the USDA ending stocks for the corn, soybeans, wheat, also some world production numbers. How did we fare today?
Well, we do have the numbers now. Now the next tough question is, how will the trade treat it and trade it at 9:30 this morning when we open trading again? The corn came in at 801 million bushels on the U.S. ending stocks. This is slightly above what the trade was looking for, but it is about 45 million less than what we saw in January. Soybeans came in unchanged from January at 275 million. And this is slightly above what the trade was looking for. The wheat was the biggest surprise. It came in below January and below the trade estimate at 845 million. Now, when you look at what happened, we're seeing the wheat exports increase by 25 million, so that helped out there. And we did not see any changes in the soybean numbers, while the corn saw exports increase by 50 million. Now, when you start looking at world numbers, we saw soybean stocks lowered by about 3 million metric tons in the world numbers. The corn stocks were lowered by almost 3 million metric tons. And the wheat stocks were increased by about 3 million metric tons in world numbers. USDA also lowered the Argentina and Brazil soybean crops. They lowered Argentina corn crop, but left the Brazil corn crop unchanged. So that pretty much sums up what we saw in the USDA report. At the moment, it looks like we're going to see pretty much a mixed opening this morning in the grain market. The thing that might have the best strength as far as the numbers look this morning is the wheat market. But keep in mind, we've had a pretty nice move to the upside as we've seen both the wheat and the soybeans more than recover their losses that they saw from the January report last month, while the corn has yet to recover all of its losses.